T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and from WCBS 880, this is the Weekly Global Brief. Claims of voter fraud in Turkey wiped out the results of the mayoral elections in Istanbul.
Erdogan's party claims that there were irregularities that invalidated the vote, using the claim to hold a do-over election in June.
President Erdogan wasn't on the ballot box himself, but this was definitely a test of his popularity, as it's the first time Turks are going to the polls since Turkey switched from a parliamentary system to a presidential one last year, giving President Erdogan sweeping executive power.
So to understand what happened, we need to take a step back.
Since he's been in power nearly 2 decades, democracy has been slowly eroding. And him going back and forcing a redo is a bad sign for democracy. It's saying that the system is crumbling.
Alicia Maldonado is an associate editorial page editor for the New York Post and a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She claims since Erdogan took power, he's been working to consolidate that power.
The fear now is that President Erdogan, who is himself accused of eroding democratic freedoms here in Turkey, will use this failed coup as an excuse to launch a new crackdown.
That was CBS's Holly Williams 3 years ago on the ground in Turkey after a failed military coup. It set in motion a number of things.
In the aftermath of the failed coup, Turkey's government launched a crackdown, rounding up not just the renegade military officers behind it, but anyone it believes to be an enemy. That's nearly 50,000 people so far, including judges, journalists, opposition politicians, and university professors.
And that was Williams 2 years ago, after Erdogan convinced Turks to change the constitution, going from a parliamentary system to a presidential one, but one that resembles more of a dictatorship.
The change in the constitution that made the president not just the head of government, sort of like we have here in the U.S., but really have almost absolute power, the power to appoint justices unilaterally, even the power to legislate and dismiss the parliament if he so chooses.
Blaise Mishtal, a fellow at the Hudson Institute, told me, with all of that in mind, these elections mattered.
Even though these were local elections, so for mayors and the equivalent of county and state governments, it was really a national election that was seen as a referendum on President Erdogan.
And there is a consensus on this. Here's Maldonado again.
If you consider that these municipal elections are in Turkey are similar to, you know, taking Iowa from a presidential candidate here in the States. You take Iowa, you take Florida, that's huge, right? Take losing Istanbul is like losing a big swing state. So it's really important.
So losing is not something Erdogan wants to accept. Mishtal says it's not just a blow symbolically for him and his party, but logistically in terms of how they operate.
Because it largely manages to control the country and thrive through a system of kickbacks and corruption that centers on what happens in Istanbul. So not being able to control the city budget to give out construction contracts is a direct blow to President Erdogan's ability to control his cronies. And it turned out that he decided that the loss of Istanbul was unacceptable, and he has forced a rerun of the election just for this mayorship of Istanbul.
And to highlight how unusual this is, consider things have been operating as normal for almost a month.
The new mayor of Istanbul was certified and took power. He's been in office. He's been holding meetings. He's been doing all the things that a mayor does for the last 3 weeks, when suddenly the election council changed its mind at the behest of President Erdogan.
The new elections will be held June 23rd, and Turks will get a chance to vote in the general election, with Erdogan expected to be on that ballot in 2023. I'm Kevin Rincon. Thank you for listening. See you next week on the Weekly Global Brief.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.